In Albany, New York today, a packed room waited to hear the man who rose to power after Democratic Governor Eliot Spitzer's dramatic fall. Lieutenant Governor David Paterson, who becomes governor of New York on Monday, addressed a news conference at the state capitol. NPR's Margo Adler reports.
David Paterson showed in seconds how different he is from his predecessor. Noting the room packed with Albany insiders, he said,
"If most of you weren't being paid, I'd be flattered by that."
He spoke of his deep friendship with Eliot Spitzer and his closeness to Spitzer's parents.
"We used to call them our other family. I did not get to this position in the way that most people have, in the way that most people would want."
Paterson said the law had to take its course, but that he personally felt Spitzer had been punished enough. But his main purpose was to reassure New Yorkers that he would hold the reins of government securely.
"There may be a 5-day transition period, but we are hard at work at this moment putting together a budget that will help New York to thrive."
He's meeting this weekend with Republicans and Democrats, with the controller and the state attorney general, and working on a budget that must be passed by the end of the month. Paterson has a record as a liberal, but he acknowledged how hard it would be, given the state's $4.7 billion budget deficit, to do certain things. Then he was asked about being the first black governor of New York and the first legally blind governor.
71% of the blind are unemployed. 90% of deaf people in this country are unemployed. Maybe one of them could figure out a cure for cancer. So to whatever extent my presence impresses upon employers or impresses upon younger people who are like me in either way, then I would feel very privileged, very proud, and very flattered to be in this position.
Paterson's task is huge, but his style will help bridge differences. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.